Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Well, hello, my fabulous, wonderful, sexy, kinky, and hopefully by the end of this conversation, horny audience. Okay, so today's topic. Well, this is like very exciting, actually. Hold on for a second. I needed to have a little nosegasm. So today we're talking about, I'm putting a call out to anybody in my audience that wants to help participate in fulfilling a deep, deep fantasy of mine. Oh. You're like, what? No, say it can't be true. It's true. It's very rare that I do a call out for my audience to come participate with me. All right. So before we go into details of what it is I'm asking, let me tell you about my fantasy. And as always, I come with a content warning. Make sure you read the content warning. And I am definitely not G-rated in any capacity whatsoever. So don't be listening to this while you're at work, unless you have your earphones in or where there's any children. Okay. So a fantasy I've had for a very long time, years and years and years, I would say, probably talking about 15 years I've had this fantasy. And I've never been able to, please hold for a second here. My dog is being a jerk face. All right, sorry about that. We were just starting to get into my fantasy. And my puppy, he's going through a phase. He's 10 months now. And he's going through this new phase of every sound he needs to bark at. So I give full apologies in advance. All right, where was I? Okay, so I've had this fantasy for over 15 years of being able to lactate out of my boobs. Now, I've never been, you know, I've never had a baby. I've never breastfed. So there's no like association with breastfeeding and children for me at all. So about 15 years ago, I was like, how did this fantasy happen for me? So as I was searching the internet, I came across some porn. It all starts with, and I was searching the internet. The beginning of many people's fantasies. And I came across this, like, from, I don't even know where, how I ended up here. But anyways, I came across this ad of, like, there was this farm. And there were, like, hoo cows at these farms. And I was like, what the hell is a hoo cow? So, of course, I had to go deep dive, do more research, which are, like, basically short form for human cow. And there's this like place where like these human cows go and they get hooked up to milking machines and they get milked and, you know, people come and they come and suckle from their breasts, which would be like their udders. And, you know, then there's these bulls, which are like the, you know, would be like the dudes who, you know, come and fuck the hoo cows. So it's like this whole thing. And I was like, wow, this is really like, this is hot. I don't even know. Like, it was like, I'm reading this and I was like, this is a place that exists. And I'm just like, oh my God, I need to go there somewhere in the US somewhere. I'd have to dive. It went out of business. So it went underground maybe for a while. I don't know where it is anymore. But anyways, so if you're like, ooh, I want to go to that place, I don't know where it is. Otherwise, I would be the first to tell you, hey, go check this out. So this started like a whole new fantasy. And then the idea of like body modification for the purpose of doing being a hoo cow for me was like, oh, let's try it. So I went out, I talked to my partner, and at that time we weren't, it wasn't full-time dom sub relationship like me and Overlord have now. But I was just like, okay. He's like, yeah, that's fine, let's do it. And so I did all this research, started taking supplements. I was like, I took a month off work so that I could just dedicate to like, because if you're gonna basically, it's called forced lactation. If you're gonna force your body to trick your body into thinking that it's pregnant so that it produces milk and so that you can lactate, there's like a whole bunch of steps to it. And so then you gotta like basically every 20 minutes, you gotta like suckle for like 20 minutes of boob. And I went out and got a breast pump. And so like basically for a month, my whole month was all it was breast pump, suckle, breast pump, suckle, breast pump, suckle. When you were done, it was like, you had like a 20-minute window and then you like it started again. And it was intense. And I was intense about it. And I was like, no, I was like, this was, I went at it like I was like, I was in training and it was all like extreme. And, and it started to lose its sexiness. It started to lose the reason why I was doing it. It started to become like more about this whole, the outcome and not about the experience of doing this and seeing if my body was capable of manifesting this into reality. And then what would I do with, because like once you did all this work and your breasts are filled with milk, like what are you going to do with your breast milk? Like, well, there's lots of different things you can do with it. You can sell your breast milk to, for people who need it. You can, use your breast milk. You can, as a dom. For me, ideally now, it's like if, my breasts are filled with milk, then there's people who have, adult breastfeeding fantasies and then it becomes like a niche and, but really I really want my huge breasts that I have that are beautiful and I love them, but I really love the idea of them being like heavy and filled and them being udders and being filled with milk and the idea that, I also just want to squirt people with my boobs. I couldn't make it not ridiculous, right? Okay. So over the years, I've, anyway, so I ended up, you're like, well, what happened? And I was like, okay. So I did like a whole hardcore month. By the end of it, I was like disappointed because my breasts weren't filled with milk and I got a little bit of, colostrum out of it, and I got a little bit of breast milk coming out, but like not like not anywhere where I could go pew, pew, and shoot people in the face with it. Like there was not enough there, and so I got disappointed because I went into like all hardcore, which wasn't sexy. So life happened. Many things happened over the last 15 years: relationship dynamics, lifestyle, business, like all lots of things happened. So now I'm, turning 50 this weekend. And it's basically before I go into menopause, it's kind of like my last chance of like trying to manifest this and see if this, if I can do this. And so I had a conversation with Master and he's like, okay, let's do this. And there's, but we're going to do it differently. I'm like, absolutely, we're going to do it differently. So I've dedicated January, February, March, 3 months, to this adventure. And I'm going to need sucklers. So first of all, I have a much better machine. It's like an industrial milking machine, actually. It's super awesome and tense and awesome and hurts and awesome. If you want to see me in it, you can go. There's a videos for sale on my loyal fans page of me being on my motor bunny while I'm attached to my milking machine. So you'd be like, oh, yeah. You can see how awesome it is. So I've up my equipment, but I'm also going to need sucklers. So for the first, especially the first 3 weeks, I'm going to need to do suckling 6 times a day over a 24-hour period. And so I need mouths. I need people who want to, one, get to put my breasts in their mouth and suck them for 20 minutes each side. Who doesn't want that? And two, that can be like available. And so I'm really leaning into this, and which is why I'm like, okay, I need help. I'm gonna need an army of sucklers. Let's all make see this happen. And it'll be very fascinating and very sexy, and it'll be make lots of great content. And as the audience, you're gonna be like, ooh, I wonder what's happening now. And I'll do, details of like, okay, this is what's going on with my nipples and this is my body and my breasts. And I got the oh, and I also just got the green light from my naturopath that it was should not affect my health in any negative way. So that was an awkward conversation. which I had yesterday with her. I was like, okay, so I want to do, I need, I would like to do some, forced, see if my body can be forced to lactate for work. That's all I said, for work. And she's like, oh, okay. And she handled it well. This is great. She's a great naturopath. And she's like, nope. I was like, I want to know if it's going to cause any problems. She's like, nope. The hormones that are produced for you to lactate aren't going to fuck up with all the other hormones. So you should be fine. I'm like, and she's like, besides, you're intuitive. If you're not, you'll stop. I'm like, yes. So, and then she also informed me that I could use my own breast milk to help my healing process of my body. So it would actually be good for me. Because it's I've been dealing, if you've watched all the stuff, I've been dealing with all this health stuff. And so breast milk is one of the I'm on synthetic breast milk, basically the stuff to help my system. And so if I can produce it myself, that'd be great because then it's from my body and it's a good thing. So yes. So who wants to suck my boobs? If you're like, pick me, great. Now, if you don't live, so here are some, you reach out to me and we can talk about the details. But basically, if you don't live in the Waterloo, Canada region, that's okay. We can do like a weekend overnight or you a week long experience where you can both be, suckled and you can do suckling, be on call. You can also be chained up in the dungeon. We can have some domination involved in all this. There be lots of kink involved in all this. And of course, it's important that, understand that, there will be a fee. It won't be that my normal, doming fee for the suckling process while we're getting the boobs action, but there is a fee for this process, so it's an important for you to understand if you're reaching out to me that it's not just a hey free for all, and it will be scheduled. So if you're interested, you need to reach out to me. You can reach me at empressgaia@gmail.com. And you need to tell me. And when you're reaching out to me, I want you. And by the way, I'm good with all genders, all sexual orientations. I'm pansexual, so it's all good for me. My prerequisite is that you have some good sucking action, you follow instructions, and you smell good. Those are my like. And respect boundaries. So those are my four requirements for to be a part of this experience and to help me fulfill a fantasy that I've had for a very, very long time. So let's see if we can do it. All right, what else do I want to tell you about my fantasy? Oh, yes. Yeah, so once we get my beautiful breasts filled with milk, and then I have these beautiful udders, then all sorts of things, then it becomes added into how I move with my clients, becomes added into and something that I offer, adult breastfeeding, hookah play, just some kinky stuff that goes along with, my breasts being filled with milk. So there's like all sorts of beautiful things that open up for exploration. Exploration that I can offer to the world, but also my own sexual exploration as well. So, go team go. So, yeah, and I'm going to say, who wants to come suck on my boobs? I know I'm always like, I'm not available for sex. I'm not available, blah, 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 all these things. And this is the one time where here's an invitation. I'm inviting you to join me. All right. And again, like I said, if you're out of town, we can work out details of, coming for a visit, staying, doing, intense for 2 days, doing an intense week of the experience. Let me know because we're going to need to schedule everybody because it needs to be all very scheduled. So, all right. Okay. So, again, if you would like to help me fulfill my fantasy, reach out to me at empressgaia@gmail.com. And if you want all other things of spending quality time with me, you want to see what happens in the dungeon, go visit my Loyal Fans page at Empress Gaia One on Loyal Fans. The link should be in the show notes. And if you want to see the video of this conversation, you can see, you're listening to me, but you can see how absolutely deliciously sexy I am. My hair is all down and flowy, and I got that whole come hither, because I'm talking about, talking about this kind of making me horny, actually. Then you want to see my horny glow. You can find the videos of my podcast on FetLife and also on my Loyal Fans page as well, Empress Gaia One. All right. Go team go. I look forward to seeing you, spending time with you January, February, March of 2025. In case you end up watch listening to this and you missed the window, I'm sorry about that. If you missed the window, then you might want to just reach. This is like you listening to this later on and you've missed the window of invitation, then you might want to reach out to me, see how it went. Of course, I'll have my updates, and then you might want to just come book a session with me so that you can have your opportunity. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.